Today, you've joined hundreds of established and emerging writers who are discovering ways to reach their writing goals and have fun by being more curious, creative, and productive. You're listening to Ann Croker, Writing Coach. My online home is annkroker.com, where you'll find my blog and my podcast. In fact, every episode of the podcast has its online home with my blog, mingled with the articles. Because of that, it's kind of challenging to find an individual episode. So the easiest way to do that is to go to annkroker.com/podcasts, and it does have the extra S at the end. That will take you to a page where you'll find all the episodes listed. Scan for the one you're looking for, click on the title, and that will take you to the page within the blog where you'll find the summary and the show notes, and any links will be there. This is episode 42, Manage Your Energy So You Can Write. We've been in a series where we've been talking about managing our writing space, time, energy, and attention. Now we're getting to the point where everything's starting to influence and impact all the other aspects of our writing experience. You've taken charge of your writing space and you've begun to prioritize it. You figured out where your time is going and started to find time to write, or you're grabbing opportunities wherever you can. Now it's time to manage your energy so you can make the most of the time. Managing our energy starts with identifying activities that energize or drain us. My friend Janae wrote an article about managing energy rather than managing time, and she points out time is finite. You and I both had the same 40 minutes available later today, for example. But if I'm heading into that 40 minutes to tackle a task that energizes me, and you are about to undertake something that drains you, we're going to use up the same amount of time, but the result is going to feel completely different. You're going to want to make sure you find time to regroup and refresh because you had the draining thing. Or maybe you're going to want to schedule an energizing activity afterwards. I, on the other hand, was doing something really energizing, so I'm going to complete my 40 minutes ready to dive into the next item or appointment, maybe without needing much of a pause. The activity itself offered the refreshment. Janae even suggests marking our activities with a plus or a minus sign based on it being energizing or draining. Too many minuses, she says, and we're going to want to cut something or rearrange our day to follow something draining with an energizing activity. So the first big takeaway of this podcast is to understand the draining or energizing activities so we can manage our energy. Another way to manage our energy is to do an energy audit to identify points in the day when we're naturally energized. Times when we've got ideas or when we find it easy to focus, and when we're lagging and reaching for coffee to keep going. Becoming aware of our current patterns may reveal those natural rhythms, and if it happens that our schedule is flexible enough, we can schedule our writing to coincide with that peak energy surge. Understanding our natural rhythms may also reveal some bad habits. Maybe we hit a valley of low energy because of unhealthy choices. If we identify those bad habits, we can develop a plan to make good choices instead over time. And we'll see a difference. We will gain energy. For example, and this probably has the biggest impact on our energy levels, but what is your sleep like? Are you getting enough hours of sleep? And are you getting quality sleep? Or are you staying up late and checking social media on your phone up to the last minute? If you experiment with an earlier bedtime, maybe you'll wake up early enough to take advantage of a peak mid-morning energy burst so you can pour that into your writing project. So if you want to manage your energy, a great place to start is getting the right amount of sleep and getting quality sleep. Sometimes we try to make up for lack of sleep by sucking down some caffeine. I do it. But of course, like so many things, some studies indicate we should cut out caffeine altogether. Other studies indicate caffeine makes us think more clearly. So I'll leave it up to you which study you want to heed. You can check the show notes for links to articles that show both sides. But a discussion of caffeine naturally leads us to thinking about nutrition. Now that's another area where we can make choices that are going to affect our overall creative energy. Going into the details of ideal nutrition for optimal energy is beyond the scope of this short episode, so I'll just link to some articles to get you thinking about it. They talk about maintaining glucose levels throughout the day and making healthy choices. And another big area you can begin to think about that I'm not going to tackle in this episode is making regular exercise a life habit to develop. It's going to give you energy throughout the day. That's the next big takeaway from today's episode. Begin to study and improve your sleep, nutrition, and exercise to maximize your energy so you can write. But what I want to leave you with are a series of actionable ideas to try today to boost your energy while you work, I have found that they really do offer immediate improvement. So here are three things you can try today while you're writing. The first thing you can try is a standing desk. I constructed a simple idea on top of my kitchen counter by putting a box on the counter and then putting my laptop on the box. It was a way for me to try it out without making a big commitment. And I found that it worked. I've rigged up now a more complicated but still homemade DIY desk spot near my main workstation. And I find when I'm dragging, I can stand up from my nice office chair, move my keyboard and computer over to that spot and stand up to write. And you know what? I feel more active, I feel more alert, and I feel more productive. Another idea you can immediately try is to insert some mini exercise breaks in your day. Drop to the floor and give me 10. You can do 10 push-ups, you can do a plank, you can do stretches, you can do sit-ups, or you can even do a hula hoop. I have a hula hoop. You might know that if you've read on Being a Writer. I actually do crank up the music and take a 5 or 10 minute break and swirl that hula hoop. These small exercise sessions energize our minds when we return to our writing, and we're also, at the same time, improving our strength and our flexibility. So try it. Finally, the next easy choice you can do today is drink more water. When you need an energy boost, you might be tempted to reach for the caffeine. Instead, try drinking a big glass of water. Often during a low energy time, we reach for caffeine when what we really need is to simply hydrate. Try it, see if you don't see an effect, a positive one, that's going to energize you for your writing life. So I hope you found something today that you can use to manage your energy so you can write. I'm Ann Croker, cheering you on as a writing coach in your ear. Everywhere we may meet, at my website, on Facebook, Twitter, here on this podcast, or even in person, I'm always looking for ideas to share with you that will help you achieve your writing goals and have fun by being more curious, creative, and productive. Thank you for listening.